A helicopter from the United Nations mission in South Sudan, UNMISS, took off on Monday, carrying casualties of an aerial bombing from the town of Mayom in Unity State. Sudanese planes allegedly bombed the town on Sunday in one of the latest incidents in the ongoing clashes between the two countries since South Sudan became independent in July last year. Stephen Nyeth, county head director in Mayom, says the bombing happened just before 8 in the morning.
Antenna bomb. We have a lot of casualties. We have 3 lose on the spot. 17 admitted in hospital. 4 die at night. 14 left alive. 2 serious cases were referred to Bentiu. And these are the last casualties, the serious ones.
Most of the wounded who were flown to Bentiu, the capital of the state, were women and children with bandages over their wounds. Nicholas von Ruben is director of mission support for UNMISS.
When people knew there was a flight, they requested that we evacuated the worst of the casualties, which we assisted with. Those were civilian casualties that we evacuated.
Mr. von Ruben was part of an UNMISS team that traveled to Mayom to assess the bombed area. Jet fighter planes, allegedly belonging to the Sudan Armed Forces, dropped explosives on an UNMISS facility.
Shells landed. Shrapnel damaged one of the 2 generators to the point that it'll have to be replaced. And it also damaged a row of prefabs. All the windows in the prefabs, the lights were blown out.
The UN mission in South Sudan is helping the government to consolidate peace, build state institutions, and promote economic development. Corinne Momal-Vanien is United Nations spokesperson in Geneva.
The United Nations mission in South Sudan is concerned about the continued aerial bombing in areas populated by civilians in Unity and Warab states. Security Council Resolution 1996 of 2011 calls on UNMISS to protect civilians under imminent threat of physical violence. Over the weekend, UNMISS confirmed several bombings, including 5 bombs that dropped in Mayom town.
The bombing of Mayom town followed last week's seizure and occupation of the town of Heglig and its oil fields by South Sudan's army. United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has called on the government of South Sudan to withdraw troops immediately from Heglig. He is urging the country's leaders to use legal and diplomatic instruments to address their arguments on the status of Heglig. Derek Mbata, United Nations.